This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Ninth day of Dasain celebrated as Mahanavami by worshipping goddess Durga Bhavani. Auspicious time for receiving Vijaya Dasami Tika at 11:53 a.m. tomorrow. Department of Hydrology and Meteorology urges to take precautions as monsoon to be further active from 3rd of October, and 26 people die after boat capsizes on Niger River. Now the news in detail. The Mahanavami festival, part of the 10-day Dasain celebration, has been observed today with fervent worship of goddess Durga Bhavani. Celebrated on the ninth day of the waxing moon in the Nepali month of Asoj, devotees offer special prayers and germinated jamara in the festival to the goddesses. Animal sacrifices including goats, ducks, roosters and buffaloes are performed at temples, while others offer fruits and vegetables. Scriptures like Durga Saptasati and Devi Stotra are recited. According to the Markandeya Purana, the day marks goddess Chamunda's slaying of the demon Raktabij, which underpins the sacrificial rituals. Security forces perform Kot Puja, also known as armory worship, and the Talaju temple in Hanuman Dhoka opens to the public on this day. The Newar community offers sacrifices to Bhimsen. Meanwhile, a large number of devotees gathered from early morning at the Talaju Bhavani temple in Bhaktapur, which opens to the public only once a year on Mahanavami. The temple is steeped in history and religious significance, with the devotees believing goddess Talaju manifest on this sacred day. According to a 17th century legend, King Jayaprakash Malla once played a tantric dice game with the goddess, who disappeared after he cast an impure gaze. She later promised to return each year on Mahanavami. Another myth tells of the goddess entering a young girl, leading to the tradition of worshipping the Ekanta Kumari or living goddess, a practice that began in Bhaktapur and later spread to Kathmandu and Lalitpur. Receiving tika from the Kumari on Vijaya Dasami remains a revered tradition. The Nepal Panchanga Nirnayak Vikas Samiti has announced that the most auspicious time for receiving Vijaya Dasami Tika this year is at 11:53 a.m. tomorrow. Professor Sambhu Prasad Thakal, chairperson of the committee, said 11:53 a.m. on Thursday is the most auspicious moment for Dasami Tika. Similarly, the committee has stated that all animal sacrifices known as Akhil Balipurti must be completed by Monday, the 7th of October, which also coincides with Kojagrat Purnima. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has forecast increased monsoon activity across Nepal starting Friday, the 3rd of October, due to a low pressure system moving in from the Bay of Bengal. Meteorologist Binu Maharjan said the monsoon trough currently over Odisha of India is shifting toward Nepal and is expected to trigger widespread rainfall, especially in Koshi, Mathes, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces. Light to moderate rain is expected across many areas from October 3 to 5, with heavy to very heavy rainfall likely in some regions. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has warned of possible floods, landslides and travel disruptions during the Dasain festival. People, especially in high-risk areas, are advised to stay updated with weather reports and take necessary precautions. 4 persons died after being buried when a mound of earth collapsed at Haripurwa in Sarlahi district this morning. According to assistant spokesperson at the district police office, Balinthar Singh, the deceased have been identified as 65-year-old Saida Khatun, 6-year-old Shabiba Khatun, 8-year-old Dilu Mansur and 9-year-old Nargis Khatun of Sonama Rural Municipality 6 in Mohottari District. The incident took place when they had gone to the bank of Hardi stream at Haripurwa Municipality 1 to extract ochre soil for using it to paint the houses and dirt floors during the festivities. Locals rescued them immediately after the incident and rushed them to provincial hospital at Malangwa, where the doctors declared them dead. Over 611,000 people have left Kathmandu Valley in the past 9 months. Please listen to this again. Over 611,000 people have left Kathmandu Valley in the past 9 days for Dasain, with 583,096 departing in the last 24 hours alone, according to the Kathmandu Valley Traffic Police Office. Since 22nd of September, 113,415 vehicles have exited the valley, while 319,015 people entered via 77,545 vehicles. Major checkpoints like Koteshwar, Kalanki, Bolku, New Bush Park and Jagathi are seeing heavy traffic. The Kathmandu Metropolitan City KMC has urged residents to stay alert as dengue transmission through mosquito bites continues. Rishi Prasad Bhusal, focal person for KMC's Epidemic Disease Prevention and Control Program, said efforts to locate and destroy mosquito breeding sites are ongoing in all wards involving health workers, volunteers and local communities. Based on past infection trends, KMC is prioritizing measures to reduce mortality and control the spread of the disease. The Monakamana Cable Car Company closed its services in view of the Dasain Festival for 3 days beginning today. According to company manager Ujwal Sershan, the services will be resumed on October 4, Saturday. The cable car service, operating since 1998, serves devotees visiting the renowned Monakamana Temple in Shahid Lakhan Thapa Rural Municipality of Gorkha. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break. Videsh gaye pari chinta ki na garne Nepal Telecom ko international roaming lene jaha bhaye pani paunu hos hami sangai call gardus data chalaunus sansar bhari sajilai Nepal Telecom ko international roaming seva sucharu garna *14*#dial gari wa Nepal Telecom ko app bata pani garna saknuhuncha Nepal Telecom rashtrako sanchar. Welcome back. Now the remaining news. A scooter accident in Rajpur Dhangari sub-metropolitan city 13 of Kailali district claimed the life of one person and injured another on Tuesday night. According to Sudar Paschim Province Traffic Office spokesperson DSP Tegh Bahadur Jora, the scooter lost control and crashed into a road divider. The rider, 24-year-old Pranjal Bum of Purchaudi Municipality 8 of Baithadi, was declared dead on arrival at Maya Metro Hospital. The pillion rider, 26-year-old Saroj Bum, is undergoing treatment at the same hospital. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. A boat accident on the Niger River in southern Nigeria has killed at least 26 people, authorities in Kogi State said on Wednesday. The AFP news agency cited Kingsley Femifanwo, Kogi State Commissioner, for information statement on X as saying the boat was taking traders to a market in Ilushi in Edo State on the other side of the riverbank. He said reports indicate that the unfortunate incident has allegedly claimed the lives of not less than 26 passengers. Last month, a crowded ferry boat capsized in Niger State after reportedly hitting a tree stump, drowning at least 32 people. The Taliban has denied implementing a nationwide internet ban following a communications blackout across Afghanistan this week. According to Al Jazeera, in a statement made to Pakistani journalists on a chat group on Wednesday, Taliban officials claimed the outages have been caused by old fiber optic cables that needed replacing. In a three-line statement, they said there is nothing like the rumors being spread that they have imposed a ban on the internet. At the time, global internet watchdog NetBlocks reported a total internet blackout affecting Afghanistan's 43 million people. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Koshi, Madhya, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces and at a few places of the rest of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Koshi, Madhya, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. 9th day of Dasain celebrated as Mahanavami by worshipping goddess Durga Bhavani. Auspicious time for receiving Vijaya Dasami Tika at 11:53 a.m. tomorrow. Department of Hydrology and Meteorology urges to take precautions as monsoon to be further active from 3rd of October. And 26 people die after boat capsizes on Niger River. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.